from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Frank Caliendo in 1 hour. Cowboys training camp next week. And joining us now, one of our favorite Cowboys reporters, Todd Archer, ESPN, joining us now on your home of the Cowboys.
He's in the building!
Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Well, we're excited about this season and you know, what we could see.
You are? Why?
Well, just to see what happens. I mean, I know a couple of years ago you boldly stood up there at the tennis courts and asked Dak about his contract, which got everybody's attention. But I loved it because it just showed how all over you were, and you were anticipating where we sit now. Do you think there's any chance Dak is not the starting quarterback next year, and how high would you put that at?
Oh, wow. You went a different direction. I do think there's a chance Dak is not with the Cowboys next year. How high would I put that? I'm afraid to say, because then it's going to be ESPN reporter says Dak is gone.
Oh, they'll clip
you guys
it now.
Are just asking me an opinion deal. Look, if it's not done by the time they leave Oxnard, why would he do a deal? Why would Todd France want him to do a deal? Why not just play it out, see how the season goes, and then you're going to get more next March. So basically it comes down to, how much does Dak want to stay here and how much do the Cowboys want Dak to stay here. Why it's taken this long to get to this point, it just has, and it just always will, I guess. Gone are the days where they would get these deals done with the Romos and Wares and Newmans and Wittens and those guys before they'd even have a chance to threaten the market. But here we are. And like I said, if this isn't done by the end of training camp, I don't know why Dak would do a deal. Why wouldn't he just wait? It's been in his best interest to wait. The last time he did a deal, why it would be in his best interest again to wait again. So yeah, I can see Dak not being this team's, quarterback in 2025.
Todd, do you feel the same way about like with Lamb in his situation?
No, because they can throw the franchise tag on him, so sure. he'd be here again at least through next year.
Maybe getting a deal done, this year. I'm sorry.
I don't know how many more. There's no more leaves to fall here.
Yeah,
and I'm not a guy who bashes the Cowboys for quote waiting, because CeeDee Lamb was never going to do a deal before Justin Jefferson's deal got done.
Right.
Why would he?
Yeah.
Like, you see what's out, see what the max is, and then work off that whichever way you want to work off that. So this one can get done sooner rather than later, I would say. This one to me should be like Trayvon Diggs last year. What was it, like the opening weekend of training camp? Trayvon might have signed his extension.
Mm-hmm.
If CD doesn't show up, when they fly out to California or meet the team out in California, then maybe I'll sing a different tune. But I think this one can get done, and it shouldn't take that long based on all the numbers that are out there that we all know that this thing is coming in anywhere from 32 to 34, 35 million a year, and work off that, figure out the guarantee again. Not that difficult to do from both sides, provided they want to do the deal. And now with Jefferson done, look, that's the market right there. You work off that.
Yeah.
Now, Todd, you mentioned Trayvon Diggs. How much of Diggs do you anticipate seeing out on the field early on here in camp when we get out there next week?
Oh, we'll see him. He won't be doing much, but we'll see him. I think of the guys coming back from the ACL injuries, the Diggs, Durden, Overshown, and John Stevens. I think Diggs might be a pup candidate of all four of those guys. And not because he's not ready to go, in part because they don't need him to be ready to go July 20. When's the first practice? Next Thursday?
Yeah.
A week from today?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a week from today? Wow. Because they're not really practicing for about a week. So I can see that the Cowboys kind of putting tighter reins on Trayvon Diggs and his comeback from the knee deal. But I don't think it'll be anything because they're unsure of the knee or the health. It's just, let's work it back slowly and correctly. We're kind of with these other guys. You need to see if Overshown can play and if Stevens can help. And I guess Durden would be in that mix too, but certainly there are roles for the first two guys that I mentioned, but for Trayvon, I don't think there's a need to get him out there on the first day of training camp. I think the discretion is the better route for him.
It's Todd Archer with us. Todd, I think the division might have gotten worse. Jalen Hurts, not mentioned, is a top 10 quarterback often anymore. Obviously, they lost Kelsey. They lost defensive linemen. How do you handicap this division? Do you think it's still there for the taking for this Cowboys team?
I'm a big believer in history, and no one has repeated as division champs since 03, 04, so I don't think the Cowboys will be repeating as division champs. I do think there's a huge disparity between the Eagles and the Cowboys in Washington and New York. So to me, it's either one of those two teams. I would put Philadelphia first just because of that stat that I mentioned to you. And look, as bad as the Cowboys offseason has seemed to be, to me, it's still funny. Like, and I'm not an analytics dude who can tell you how they figure their stuff out or anything, but like the ESPN football power index thing that we do, they have the Cowboys as the third best chance to get to a Super Bowl. So they still think the Cowboys are pretty good. So theoretically, yes, they'll be in the mix for that division. Even with all the losses, no Tyron Smith, Tony Pollard, Dorrance Armstrong. I'm sure I'm missing a whole bunch of other guys that they lost to and without the additions. But there's still a lot of talent on this team. The problem is they need all of that talent to have really good years, and they need to stay away from injuries.
Todd,
that's not the best scenario going into a season.
Yeah, sorry about that, Todd. More pressure on the Cowboys' rookie offensive players or their defensive players?
I would say the offensive players because Guyton needs to be the left tackle, right? Like, if he's not the left tackle, what are they doing? I guess you're putting Tyler Smith out there, and I don't think that's a move they really want to do. I do think BB will have to beat Hoffman for that spot. Yeah. I think there's a lot of love for Hoffman in the building and what he can be and the type of leader he is and how smart he is. And we'll see the more he plays. The guy started two more games than any of us have.
Right.
So we'll see how he does. But I want to see – look, that first practice, even if they're not in pads, Tyler Guyton needs to be with the starters.
Right.
We don't need to see Chuma Doga with them. He needs to be getting all the snaps with the ones as they go forward. And that's what they did when Travis Frederick came in. He started right away.
Right.
Zach Martin started right away. Tyron Smith was the right tackle. Like, there's no reason to delay what should be an inevitable, unless there are things behind the scenes that we just don't know about now. But I would say, gosh, now you got me thinking, Broadus, like, what rookie defensive guy, Nealand? I mean, they don't need him to start, need him to play a role, right?
Leofowl, maybe something?
Yeah, they need him, but I don't know if they, quote, need him to start necessarily, but play a role. Guyton needs to start and play well.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's more pressure on the Cowboys rookie offensive guys than the defensive guys.
Would you include Mozzie as a kind of a rookie guy?
Since I made the joke about Hoffman starting two more games than
sure.
we did, I think
yeah.
Mozzie has played four more postseason snaps than any of us have played.
Sure.
So, yeah, like to me, that is a huge, huge part of their, what they want to do defensively. And I don't think they're done adding to that position.
Okay.
Even in the next week or so, right?
Okay.
Like there are some veterans out there. There's some moves that they could possibly make to add more size to that position. To me, one of the disconcerting things about Mozzie this offseason wasn't that he needed shoulder surgery, wasn't that he didn't do anything in the offseason program or in the mini camp. It's that he spent his time rehabbing away from the team, that he was in Michigan. And I'm not saying he didn't do everything he was supposed to do. But that second-year jump comes from being around the guys. And
yeah.
if there's a dude who needs to make the second-year jump in the biggest of ways, it's him, because of how important that role is going to be and what Mike Zimmer wants to do on this defense. And Broadus, you're the one who gets carried away on looking at three techniques and nose tackles and
yeah.
while we're looking at the glamour stuff, but that's going to be a spot. I think all of us will kind of look around yeah. and see, okay, how's this Mozzie Smith guy doing against the Cowboys interior?
Yeah. I'm going to stand there next to you and we're going to study this, because I kind of wonder if we're going to get I personally feel like that the Cowboys inside the guards and the centers are better than the tackles. So I'm kind of, and I'm wonder if the inside guys are going to look good because the defensive tackles are not any good. Or what if the defensive tackles look good? Does that give you hope that maybe we might have misevaluated the defensive tackles wrong if they're working well against the guards and the centers?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's, or then you start thinking, oh my gosh, maybe Hoffman isn't the guy, or
yeah,
BB's not
exactly,
the guy, or
exactly.
Zach Martin's
yeah.
too old. And then
yeah.
you play the other side of that fence.
Sure.
Depends what position you coach or what side of the ball
right.
you lean on. But yeah, like, look, I mean, if it's not Mozzie Smith, what are you doing? Like, who's your guy that you're
exactly.
throwing in there as the
yeah.
nose?
It's yeah.
right now it's Carl Davis, right?
Right.
Talking Cowboys. Yeah. I'm sorry, Todd.
No, you're good.
How high on the priority list in terms of things you're most excited to see is Trey Lance for you?
Yeah, I wrote about him today over at ESPN.com. And we know Dak's the starter, right? But we just said we don't know if he's going to be around in 2025. So we're going to see Trey play. Would it surprise anybody if he played every snap of the first preseason game the way Romo did in 06?
Not at all.
He should play all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know you got to Cooper Rush some work, I guess, right? But Dak doesn't need to see any action. But I'm saying every snap of playing the whole game the way Romo did.
Yeah.
I went to one of his sessions with his private coach, Jeff Christensen, mm-hmm. same guy that works with Patrick Mahomes, Quinn Ewers, you know, has a lot of huge guys, Baker Mayfield, and is really respected across the league. And it was, you could see a difference in how he, and look, we didn't see him practice last year, but just how athletically gifted the guy is
yeah.
at throwing the ball, how it just seems kind of natural for him. It's not okay, I got to think about my elbow here, my hand here, and my follow through here. He was really kind of natural with everything. And I want to see what the guy can do, because again, we've not seen him play. We've not seen him practice. So the first time we get out there in Oxnard, you know, let's see how he and Jalen Brooks and he and Flournoy and he and the young guys mesh, because those are the guys that he's going to be playing with. Sometimes it's an uphill battle when you got to play with so many young guys, but that might be a good thing for Trey Lance to raise their boat, and to use a Jerry phrase, and also raise his own boat, because if he plays well in the preseason, there's two things that happen. Maybe you'd be able to get a pick for him if someone needs a quarterback based on injury or they don't have a backup. Or maybe he's the guy that you sign and say,
yeah.
look, we've run our course with Dak. It's been 9 years. We've not gone to a Super Bowl. You just kind of have to move on, and you don't want to do it. But Trey Lance showing you something in this preseason that makes you say, let's see what this is all about. Again, not the best way you want to go about your business to that spot. But I don't, if you don't, there has to be a question of, is paying a guy 57, 56, 55, 58, 59, 60 million a year, is that the best way to go about it when he's never won a Super Bowl either? So those are the questions the Cowboys have to ask themselves as they're not only evaluating Dak and his future, but the quarterback position in general.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Todd Archer with us. You mentioned Mike Zimmer a few minutes ago. How much does he change this defense?
I think it becomes more sound, and not to like, I'm not going to broadish you here with the details of like gap schemes and control and blah, blah,
thank
blah.
You.
But
yeah.
I think we'll see linebackers.
Can't wait
play
to
linebacker.
Punch you when I see you.
I think we'll see linebackers play linebacker. So that's progress.
Yeah.
I think we'll see more movement up front. I think you can see Micah move around more this year than he has, in what Zimmer can do with him. But I don't know if you'll see as many sacks or as many takeaways, because those numbers were extremely high under Dan Quinn. But I do think you'll see fewer big plays. I think, you know, the point total is the point total. I think the Cowboys are fine in giving up the points that they did. But I think maybe the biggest thing is if Zimmer rubs off on these guys, you'll see a toughness and a grit to the unit that maybe it was lacking. And when it comes to the biggest moments of a game, I'm thinking right now of San Francisco playoff game. Trayvon Diggs has a chance to intercept the pass that could have potentially changed the game right there in the second half, I think. Not the Green Bay game. They were out of that from the get-go. But, you know, the moments like that where you need the defense to make a stop, Buffalo last year, Miami last year, I think they'll be better in that situational work than they have been.
All right, Todd. So if the Cowboys would play out this year, no deal with Dak, how strong is the market elsewhere around the league coming in for Prescott? Would the Cowboys be priced out?
I don't know if they'd be priced out necessarily, but you're starting at $40 million against your cap if Dak is on the open, if you don't sign Dak before March, I think it's the 13th of next year. So that's pretty prohibitive. They could still get it. That's the real deadline, by the way, that the last day of the league year before the 2025 league year starts. Again, I think it's March 13th. That's the deadline that matters the most in this whole thing, because then they can work with that $40 million in dead money and work off that. Once you get past that, you have to add into that to what his cap number would be in a first-year deal. They could still be alive, but if you're getting to that point, you better have a plan in place to find another quarterback, be it through the draft or Trey Lance or in free agency somehow, some way. And I used to be of, and I'm probably still of the Parcells belief, you can't just 1-800 quarterback this
sure,
thing.
Sure.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore.
Yeah.
Because we've seen teams 1-800 a quarterback and get by.
I like what you're doing here,
you,
Todd.
You want to do more than just get by. I got you.
Yeah.
But there are things that you can do now to make it work for you maybe better than you could have in the past.
Yeah, 20 years ago when I was in player personnel over there with the Cowboys, you didn't have an opportunity. You know, you could have drafted Tom Brady in 2000. You know, you could have been smart doing that. But teams weren't willing to give you a quarterback. And I think nowadays they're more willing to put quarterbacks on the street, or you can find the way to trade for them. So,
right.
Yeah, I think there's avenues that are far better than there were 20 years ago when you started talking about Bill Parcells and stuff.
Well, right, or trading up into the draft and getting a guy. Look, right. And there's a risk there. I got you. But we've seen teams trade up either a little bit or a lot of it to get guys. There are ways to make it happen. And there's no question if Dak hits that market, he's going to be the top free agent available. He's going to it comes down to what team would he want to go to and what team is ready to win, because Dak will be entering year 10. He's not going to go to a team that stinks, that even though they have a bunch of money, right? So, you know, how many teams have legit chances to win that he would want to go to? Four? Maybe. Yeah. Like, yeah. The one that guess. Comes to my head immediately is Pittsburgh, right?
Right, right.
Like, but they play in a tough division with three other really good teams. In New Orleans, he can go back home to Louisiana.
Yeah.
They got some issues on that roster as well. So, but there's no question. It's good to be Dak Prescott right now. Whatever decision he's going to have to make, he's going to be fine financially, whichever way he goes.
Todd, thank you so much. Appreciate your Cowboys insights. Before we let you go, who do you want to be the new Team USA soccer manager?
Ooh, that's can I still say Klopp?
Sure.
Is that, I mean,
we're
I,
all
I
wishing
love it.
That, yeah.
Right. I'd love it to be Klopp. I don't think it'll be Klopp. I don't want it to be Southgate, the England manager. No, thank
right.
you. Now you got me thinking, I don't think Pochettino. Nope, don't want him either. Renard, the old see the French women's coach right now, Hervé Renard.
Yeah, sounds like we got to hope for the best.
He might be a guy because he did a decent job with. Now I'm forgetting the team. Help me out. I forget which team he coached in either the recent World Cup or the one before Qatar. He might be a guy that's. I don't want Patrick Vieira, although it seems like it might be trending in that direction too, but.
Well, Hervé Renard will get the answer to that. I'll text it to you. Maybe Zambia, Ivory Coast. Appreciate your time, Todd. We'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
See you at the Red Room, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.